Okay, today's daf Lamed Gimel. We're up to the new perek on Lamed Beis and Beis. Today's daf will learn Refu Shleima for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Have Refu Shleima. And Kol Chol Yisrael. Okay, here we go. It's not easy. Ready? Here we go. What? Yeah, right. Ain bein hamudr ha. Okay. Ain bein hamudr hana me chavero, lemudr hamenu meichel. You could do two things. You could make yourself usher from all hana. From Reuven could say, Shimon can have no hana from Reuven. Reuven could say, I'm going to have no hana from you. Or he could say, I'm going to have no hana from your food. Now, there's really no difference between the two, except, derisas haregel, except for walking on the guy's property. Want to make a shortcut? You can do that. You know why? Because it has nothing to do with food. And the kalim she'ein osim behem ochel nefesh. And kalim that have nothing to do with food. What about kalim? Do it have to do with food? What about a pot? So we'll see in the Gemara why that's included in food. L'chor, it shouldn't be. But what about, you want to borrow a hammer? That you can borrow.
A plow,
right?
Plow,
that you can...
Because the plow is,
right?
It has to do with food. You're growing... You're...
Exactly. Now, Hamudr Meichel Mechavero, if somebody osers food on his friend, I'm not going to have anything to do, anything food from you, I'm not going to have to do with. So Lo Yashilenu, you cannot borrow a Nafa, a sieve, Kivra, a different kind of thief, Rechayim, a mill, Vitana, and an oven. Thank you. Good morning. Vitana, and an oven. Right? None of these things you can borrow. Why not?
Food.
What?
Preparation for food.
Preparation for food. Right? A new thing now. Right? Ron says, look at the Ron. Lo yashilenu. Itrich lemisnihani. So why are these things picked? A sieve and an oven and a... Why are they picked? Kihechi... What? You shouldn't think when it says food, kalim that has to do with food, that kalim that have to do with food are included in food. The pot, how am I going to cook without a pot? It's impossible. Inami or a shpud, shetolim babasar. What's a shpud? A spit, right? That you turn over the food. In other words, Aval, honey, go race to go race, Ninu. These are just preparations. Preparations. I have to grind. That's not food. The grinder. A sieve. It's such a removed stage. No. Velish should be mutter, Michael. And this should be mutter to someone who says, I'm not going to have food with you. Kamash Malone is also author. Anything food related. So it would be usher.
Let's say if you use it for food, the preparation is something else.
So we'll get to that. Now, aval bat, mashalo chaluk, you can lend them a shirt, tabas, a ring, vitalis, a talis, vinizarm, and earrings.
Jewelry.
That has nothing to do with food.
Now, why would you actually said before that we took out some items, and why do we have to bring this up again? What's a kiddush?
What?
What's a kiddush?
Yeah, give me examples. You'll see in the Gemara.
You have a ring or jewelry. You can stretch your imagination because we didn't have any money. We could sell that.
We're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to say that. The good point, Mr. Ford. The Gemara is going to say that in a few minutes. What happened to you, Gemara?
What?
That's it? No more?
So what's the guy named earrings for?
What? No, jewelry.
That's
what they were. Mantana, who is the author of this Mishnah? Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar of Ad Debar Ava, Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Why? The Tanya, because you have a bright set, it says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afilu Vitur Asr B'mudur Hana. If you asr yourself on someone else, you can't even have what's called Vitur Hana. Vitur Hana is a, Vitur means to Mavater. Right? Vitur Hana means a tiny Hana nobody cares about. Even that's usher. A tiny hana, right? Let's look at the Ran. Look at the Ran, the last Ran of the page. Afilu vitur. Masha darkon shel mochrim. It was the derech of sellers, levater, to be mevater lelochin to buyers, shemosifin lahem, they would add on kishelochin peiros echad oshnayim. You want to buy a basket of apples? I'll give you an extra apple.
Like a baker's custom.
Exactly. I'll throw you an extra apple. Right? That was a custom. It was customary to do that. Guy's got a good customer. Make him happy. Yeah, give him an extra apple. Right? Give him an extra challah, an extra bread. Whatever. It's a very small thing. Very cheap.
But it's more now than if he has to buy it.
1 second. Fine. But the point is, keep reading. Afilu osa vitur. Even that extra, usher is usher, b'mudr hana. Now, so the machlok is tanoim. When somebody is mudr hana, can you get the extra apple? The answer is no. Why? Because any hana. Afagav to have a zvina derami alapet. Even though it's a normal sale and it's a normal thing, hilgach drisas a regal usher. After left, alok pediba inchi. Even if people, I care if somebody walks in my yard.
Yeah.
The answer is most people don't.
If you trample the flowers.
I'm not talking about trampling the flowers. Stop walking in the yard. It's a tiny hana. It's a tiny inconvenience to me that you're there. It's almost like an extra apple. And still, the Mishnah is usher. So you see, we hold like this tana. The Mishnah holds like this tana, Rabbi Eliezer.
Wait, if somebody says, I'm not going to have a hana from you, then...
Does it even mean tiny hanas?
Hold on a second. He's the one who can't cross...
Either way, whatever it is.
Fine. The owner
of
the property.
Fine. The point is, if I say I'm not gonna, you can't have enough for me.
Right.
That's the case. You can't have enough for me.
So I can't cross your property, making sure that I'm your property.
Exactly. Why not? It's a tiny hana. Do I care? Do I care? Does it really matter? Am I makbin? It's like saying you can't have enough for me. I can't give you a peanut.
That's different.
So the answer is, it's the same. It's a tiny hana.
Why
so
is it?
Even
I
so, we're talking.
I save myself time. I save myself distance. I save myself.
I understand. Who said anything about a shortcut? We didn't say a shortcut.
We said
you can't go in the guy's property.
Jesus
is a regal. Can't even walk there. It's not a shortcut.
Okay.
Even if it's a long cut. The point is, well, who cares? I didn't go in my. Who cares? Right? Inchi also mudana avarabanan. I'm on the top line of the round. I'm a gimel. Avarabanan the pligi aleha. They argue on this. Savri, they hold the chal hecha the lo aser alav ella hana aser ki agavna. When all you aser is hana, like over here, lo mikri hana. It's not called hana. That's not hana. What kind of hana is that? It's such an insignificant hana. The mamash doesn't even count. Now you can say, well, it doesn't make more sense. Okay, with the chacham and the majority of people, the whole chacham argued on that point. The kibud the midi the lo kipidi ba inchihu. Since it's something people don't care about. It's not called hana. Does the store owner care about the extra apple? No, because he's giving it to you for free. If he cared, he wouldn't do that. What's the answer? It's such a tiny hana. He doesn't care. He cares if that guy walks over there. He doesn't care. Since our Mishnah does care, obviously it's Rabbi Eliezer. That's all. Okay? Good? The next line there said, Amudar Michael Mechavero Lo Yishilenu. So you can't lend him any food, right? You can't lend him anything. V'ha min ma'echel neder. 1 second. You only made a neder from food. So why can't I borrow a pot or a plate? Why not? Or a sieve? Why can't I borrow these things? Amar b'shir min lakish ba'omer hanas ma'echelcha alai. No, what you said was you didn't say I'm only asking myself for food. Because if you said that, why can't I have a plate? That's not food. You said it prepares food. So what? So, no, you meant what you said was that all hana of food should be on me. So what does that mean? So, Ema, maybe that means that you can't take wheat and use it as a medicine, put on your wound to get rid of the burn, whatever. So, Amar Rava, no, what you said was hanas hameviya l'di ma'achalacha alai, any hana that even brings food should be asur on me. That causes food. Oh, that's anything. That's anything, right. That's any utensil, any kitchen utensil. Does it mean a ring or a talis? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means any utensil, any kitchen utensil. Good? Amar of Papa, what about this? What about a sack, lahavi peros? What about a basket that holds peros? Or the chamor, lahavi lahav peros? Or the donkey that chucks the peros? Is that also asur? How far do you take this? Vafilu tzana ba'alma. But even a basket, empty basket. A regular basket, empty. Hanah mevil de ma'achalu. That's also going to be a problem. Why? Because it could be used for food. A shirt can't be used for food. But any basket can. Now, Bayer of Papa, listen to this. Sos, lurk of a love. What if you have a horse for riding? You never slept in food with the horse. Never. Or, tabas, liros bahu, mahu. What about a ring? You have a ring, you want to look like you're a somebody. So you wear a fancy ring. Or you wear fancy clothes. You want to look like you're special. Is that also included?
What?
What does that have to do
with the whole? What does that do with the whole Isser? Good question. Oh, because it'll what? You'll get invited to the party.
What's that?
You'll get invited to the party. Yeah, yeah. It's so that's your papa's question. It's something Yuri would ask. But you hear the question. I have a big fancy. I drive around a big fancy car. That's what it means, the horse. I have a big fancy car. I have big clothing. I want to be popular. It's going to lead to good part. Lead to good food. It's going to lead to good food. The good kiddish, you know, they invite me.
That's too far. That's
so that's his question. Where do you take that? Right? How far do you take this? What?
Well, because you'll be one.
That's how you get to the party with the car.
Fine.
Because you'll be one of the in crowd.
That's how it is. Oh, tabaz, beis hamishta, kadesh yinugu bo kavod v'hainu hana. They'll be machabed you.
Right, because you'll be one.
You'll be somebody.
You'll be a somebody.
Mivzak umezal ba'ara mai. What about mivzak umezal ba'ara? One second. Yeah. What? Now you're using it for a shortcut. What if I use the land for a shortcut? So before it was not a shortcut. Now I'm saving time. So look at the Ran. The Ran that says Sus. You see the Ran Sus? Sus, Lirkol Volov, Utabas, Liros, Bamisak, Umezal, Baramai. You see it there? It's in the widest lines.
Yes, yes.
You do see it? Demi Amrinon, do we say, Nihi, it's true. Da'akravas ha-maychal elav mikri hana'a ha-mavil de-maychal. Yeah, you're getting the food faster this way. You have more access to food if people get more invited to places, right? Afilu hei-chachi likrav atzmo la-maychal kemasik umezal ba'ara. Same thing with a shortcut. Kedei chiyesha mehera lav hana'a ha-mavil de-maychal hu. Is that hana'a that brings you closer to food? The shiny hasam sha'asa ba-maychal atzmo. Everything else, like Mati said, was the food itself.
Right.
Here, it's so far removed. This is going to get me food. How so? Because I drive around a fancy car, someone's going to think I'm rich, they're going to hang out with me, they're going to invite me for the kiddush. It's very far-fetched. Right? V'chei nami sus lirchav alav. Liros ba kadei shiira ka'adam chashav. You're going to look like an adam chashav k'shiir kaval asus. You're on a big fancy horse. V'tehei tabas al yado u'shvil zeh yinu lo mani yafa. That's why they're going to give you some good food. Ki hai gavna grumma ba'amu. Just a grumma. That's a grumma. What?
I guess it's a grumma.
So, look at the Gemara. Toshma. Let's bring a raya. It said, Aval mashalo chalak v'talas v'nizam v'tabas. The Mishnah said you can lend somebody all these items. Now, one second. Hey, chidami. What's the case? Ile mashalo laharos behen. If you're not using them to show off. Tzvichal lememar. I need to tell me, and you said, Yoni, I need the Mishnah to tell me all these, you said it. I need the Mishnah to tell me that you could lend somebody a ring? And it's not to show off? Why? Because the guy needs a ring? For work, whatever it is? I need the Mishnah to tell me that? No, El Alava, feel Laras behen. No, it's even to show off. Vikatani Mashilo. And what do you see from here? It's Mutter. So the answer is, if we stop right here, then Rav Papa had a question. What about all these kinds of things? And the Gemara answers, it's a grumma. That's too far-fetched. If a guy asks himself on food, he doesn't ask a car to look fancy. No way, it's too far-fetched. Says the Gemara, lo, not too far-fetched at all. La'olam, shalol laharos, shalol liros. Maybe it means you're not showing off. The ID, the tani, reisha, la'ashilenu, tani seifa, mashilo. Just for consistency's sake, the Mishnah has both sides. You can lend, you can't lend. But in the Chanami, your Papa's question is not resolved. Your Papa's question is not resolved. Maybe it's only, Taka, you're only doing it because you want to look good. I'm sorry. You're not doing it because you want to show off. No.
No, you're just...
One minute. Lolam shalol aros. Right?
You don't care about the food.
And one second, you're not doing it to show off. And there's no chiddush in that.
There is no.
You're right, there is no chiddush. But the question is, the answer is, the question of a papa is not resolved.
To what share?
Yeah. So, yeah. Right, so the Ran says, listen to this, the Ran says, since it's a Shiloh without an answer, you have to be Machmir.
And now you're
not even allowed to borrow the car. You're not even allowed to borrow the car, right?
So if you want to go on a date, get a nice car.
Get your own. Don't borrow from the guy you're a nether against.
How far do you carry?
I don't know.
Well, anything can lead to saving.
So we're going to get to that. That would be Mr. Freud asked that question. You could sell the shirt and buy food. We're going to get to that in a minute. Then we said, the next Mishnah. V'chal davar she'ein osim bo'ochel nefesh. Anything that's not used for food. Right?
Sure.
What? Yeah. Makom shemaskirin kiyotze behen usser. In any place where you rent these things, it's usser. Why? Because I'm going to rent out my, look at the Ran, masnithin. Makom shemaskirin behen kiyotze behen usser. Afilu b'mudar meichel. Even if all you did was usser food. Why? Dahai Mudur Michael de Mastisan, Hamukbaslov Gamar, Baoma Hano, Hamavil de Michael Alai. We're talking about any food that comes to me, any Hana from food that comes to me. Vahani, these, Kivan de Ragil Haskiran, since the normal to rent it, nobody would give a diamond ring without renting it, without payment for it. Nobody would lend that. Nobody lends that. Right? They're not going to lend. I'm going to a fancy wedding, I want to borrow your jewelry. Nobody lends that in this place. Nobody lends that. They only rent it with the security and all that. So then, therefore, v'zeh shemashilo below schar hana havil demachol she bedami haskiris shemachol yigach michael. So I get the rent money. I go buy food. It's also usher, right? It's a place where it's rented. It's usher. If it's borrowed, there's no hana. But if it's rented, you're getting money for it. So the money that I get, you go buy food. So it's usher. So no worse than borrowing a car to look good, right? You hear that? Michlal, the Resha, in the Resha, which is the previous Mishnah, Afal Pisha ain't maskirin. Even if you don't rent it, it's also Asr. Mantana, who said that? Amar Vadabar Afar, that's Rabbi Eliezer, who's very machmir, even insignificant Hana was still Hana. Okay, that was the truth is, that was the easy part of today's stuff. Now, you ready for this? Hamudur hana mechaveiro. This is what I think this means. Reuven makes a neder that Shimon can't get hana from him. Is that what it means? Reuven makes a neder that Shimon can't get hana from him. Right? So shokel lo es shiklo. Reuven can still pay for Shimon's machzeh hashekel. Even though Reuven made a neder that Shimon can't get hana from Reuven. So Reuven can do no hana for Shimon. He can't give him a lift. He can't give him money for the subway. He can't give him anything. But he can pay his machzeh hashekel. Also,
he can't give him or he can't.
Reuven made a neder that Shimon can get no hana from Reuven.
Who made the neder?
Reuven. Why did Reuven make this neder? I don't know. Reuven made a neder, he doesn't like Shimon. Right. Shimon, you can get no hana from me. So when I make a big kiddush, you can't come.
Right.
However, Reuven can pay Shimon's machzeh hashekel. Also, Perea Eschovo, he could also pay off Shimon's debts.
Why
would that be allowed? He could pay off Shimon's debts, right? Am I saying the case out of the two people? What?
He says, Reuven says, I'm not going to have enough of Shimon. Shimon can give to Reuven these items.
So I have it exactly backwards.
Well, he can't have enough. Reuven's supposed to be taking it.
Yeah,
Reuven's
not having
enough
from Shimon.
Are you sure? Reuven's not having enough from Shimon.
I'm not sure.
Reuven's not.
And Shimon is paying the.
No, Reuven's paying. No, Reuven's paying it.
No. Shimon is paying Malkus
and Shechel. It says concerning one who's subject to a neder that forbids benefit from his fellow.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Reuven is subject to a neder. Reuven makes the neder. Shimon is paying the neder.
If Reuven makes a neder against Shimon,
Shimon will not.
No hana from Reuven has no hana from Shimon.
Exactly.
Correct.
Shimon's paying Reuven?
Yes.
Or Reuven's paying Shimon's?
Shimon's paying Reuven. The reason why it's mutter is because Shimon is the active person. Reuven is just passive.
That's not why. That's not why it's mutter.
It's
we're going to get to the mitzvah. Umachzir lo es avedaso. And can also return, you can also return a lost object.
Shavas
Aveda. Right? And makom shenotlin aleha schar. If there's ever schar, if there's a community where there's a custom, if you return somebody's lost object, you get a dollar, you get a finder's fee. They give you a dollar. Tipol hana lehetish. You have to give that dollar to Hektish. You can't keep the dollar. You have to give it to Hektish. Okay. The Gemara later in the week is going to ask, well, why can't you throw it in the Yam HaMelech? Why does Hektish get it? Why don't you throw it in the Yam HaMelech?
The dollar.
Why does Hektish get it? So we'll do that. That'll be, I think, on Sunday stuff. Anyway, so first of all, a few pointers. Number one, what? We're going to get to it. Number one, you can't go looking for the guy's Aveda. That you can't do. That's already considered Hana. Hey, you bump walk in this thing, you find it, all right, you can return it to him. You can't go look for it. Right? And what else? Yeah, okay. Now.
Why is it paying in the neck? Why is that not?
We're going to see in a minute. Alma, what do you see from here? That the fact that you can pay the machzor shekel and the fact that you can pay off someone's debt, avruche ari ba'almahu. All you're doing by paying off the debt, all you're doing is you are saving the guy from a lion. And that is vishari. That's mutter. Let's look at the bottom run. The second to bottom run. Gemara. Alma. Avruche ari ba'almahu vishari. Eshkolo shiklo. If he pays his machzor shekel, or uparelo chovokoi, in those two cases, right? The third case was Shavas Aveda. That's a different thing. Here, you're paying his loan, or you're paying his machzor shekel, delahachi shari. You know why it's mutter? Mishum delav midi yavla. You didn't give him anything. If you owe him money, and I have an edder against you, and I pay off his debt, I didn't give you anything. I didn't give you anything. When I pay your machzor shekel, I didn't give you a thing. Nothing changed from my hands to your hands. It went from my hands to the Beis HaMikdash. It went from my hands to the guy you owe money to. I didn't give you anything. I saved you, right? Ella shemisalek hamal v'me'olav. All I did was get the malva off your back. It's a lot, right? Umishum hachi nami shokalo shiklo dahani lo mahani dibalav hachi. Even if I don't pay your machzor shekel, I didn't really do anything for you because you still have a chelik in kabbonos hatzibor. Kidit nan, tomenar avad velagabai velasid velasid ligvos maya marta hakamahani le depriah chovo. What are you telling me? I did a hanof for you because I got the malva off your back. That's a vruchi arihu. That's like, let's say there's a lion heading toward you, and I have an edder. I can't have enough from you. We can't have enough from each other, whatever it is. And the lion heading toward you. And I divert the lion over there. That I violated the nether.
Why not?
Let's say it's not pikuach nefesh. You're not going to die. You just get hurt.
Why not?
You're going to get hurt.
Why not?
And I divert the lion over there.
Why?
That's hana from you.
Why?
It's not considered hana. Because you didn't.
What are you doing? Why?
You owe money to Reuven. I got Reuven away from you. It's like I got the lion away from you. That's all it is.
But I don't have to go to my bank. I can't take $1,000.
But it's no different. It's no different. I don't have to go to the hospital now because the lion's going to bite me. Right? You're definitely going to get hurt. They're not going to die. You're definitely going to get hurt.
Right. So
I diverted the thing over there,
right,
so you didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Is that hana?
Yeah.
Is that direct hana? So the Gemara says no. That's not hana. It's not hana.
So what is it?
What?
It's something that didn't happen.
It's something that didn't happen. Well, it's not to say you owed the money.
Yeah.
You owed the money. I paid it off on your behalf. So the truth is, the Gemara is going to qualify this why it's not a problem. So we only get half an answer now. That what? I diverted the lion. I diverted the malva. I got the malva off your back. I got the lion off your back. So what? So man tana. I don't know.
Similar idea.
Man tana. Who said this? Amar Oshia. Zu divrei Chananhi. It's the opinion of Chanan. Rava Amar Afilu Tema Divri Hakol. No, it's everybody. Okay, what's that about? Let's say a man, we had this in Ketuvos, a man gets up and leaves town, and he leaves his wife without any food. A guy says, you know what, I'm a wealthy guy, she's like maybe a third cousin of mine or something, I'll support her, right? Then the husband comes back. Can that guy, that third cousin, now say to the husband, pay me back? For like 6 months, you were like MIA, where were you for 6 months? All right, now you came back, you had your midlife crisis, now you're back. So pay me, I supported you by for 6 months. The man, according to Chanan, the man's allowed to say, well, who told you to do that? Who told you to do that? No one asked you. I don't have to pay you a nickel. One minute. And Rava Amar, no, I feel the table of call, it's everybody. Look at the top line. I feel the Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon, the Amri, Shechayev lo lahachzil zed demei, hachov, Shepar Bishvilo, you have to pay the money back? Even according to him, this Mishnah would still be true. How so? Gabi Mudr Hana, when it comes to Mudr Hana, the only time this would be true, that I get the malva off your back, the Yav Almanas Shalo Leproa, where a guy lent money and the guy doesn't have to pay it back. Really, it's a gift. It's like a gift. It's not really a loan. Because who would give a loan? Not, you don't have. If you want to pay me back, you can pay me back. And it's exactly. If you want to pay me back, you can pay me back. And if you don't want to pay me back, you don't have to pay me back.
That would be a no or not.
It's sort of like a gift.
No, so then
the guy, 1 second. So the guy lends the money. The guy lends the money, knowing he probably won't get this back. He probably won't get this back. But he's doing it because it's like a gift. I feel bad for the guy. The guy's down on his luck. And he pays, and he lends him $1,000. I'm never going to see that $1,000. We all have people like that. I'm never going to see that $1,000. I'm just writing it off.
Family.
What?
Family.
Yeah. And what happens? What happens? Another family member pays $1,000. Who had Hana? Who had an edder against you? No, the guy had a family. There's an edder here. It's the same exact case. So now, did I really give you Hana? Did I get the malva off your back? The malva was never on your back. He was never on your back because you don't have to pay it back. That's a case I'm allowed to pay your loan.
Only in that
case.
Not in a typical
case. Why? Because he's not on your back. So I diverted him away. Anyway, he was away. So what did I do? Yeah, I did cause goodwill. No question about that. I did cause goodwill. It's like, well, look at this. That's not Hana. That's an intangible. I caused some goodwill over here. He already wrote off the $1,000. He's never going to get that $1,000. Never going to see that money. Now you came along and you like become like a big superhero because you paid off $1,000 you didn't have to pay? You're like, you gave the matana now. That's all you did.
It's changing the whole meaning of the thing. Okay, has hope.
Right.
Pay back a normal loan.
Right. One second. Yeah, we have time to do the Ran. We'll do the Ran. The Ran is the second Ran there. Diav almanas shalol paraskinan. Kolomar. Kishahalvehu, when you lent the money, when you borrowed the money, really, hisna imo, you made a condition, shloye koach bechavero lekofo. You don't have the right to force him to pay back. Ella, kishayirza halove, yipareno midaito. When if you want to pay back, you'll pay back. And if not, right? Hilkach, ki parole madu laosachov. When the guy who asked Hana pays off that debt, afagav de efshar, the muder, mishum, kisufa, parlay, and he paid it. It's embarrassing, right? It's like an embarrassing. I never paid back the debt, so it's a little embarrassing. I didn't have to pay. He comes along and he saves you from the embarrassment. I feel lucky. Give him the e boy low parlay. Love me the yavle lemudar. Fine, you saved him from embarrassment. It's true. You caused a lot of goodwill. That's all true. But had you not done it, nothing would have happened. Because the malva can't come get collect. So you didn't change anything. All you changed was goodwill. That's not considered anything, right? Now, v'chi tema tinach parach lo chovo. Fine, that answered that question at the chov. Ela shakol lo shiklo hechi shari alibad rabbanon. Why is that mutter? How can I pay your machzis a shekel for you? So the Gemara, the Ron's going to explain. The case was where you paid your machzis a shekel, and then it got lost. So the halacha is you don't have to pay it again. The guy comes along and pays it again for you. So again, he did something he didn't have to do.
And he didn't have to pay.
He didn't have to pay it. Again. So it's just like a mile for that. You don't have to pay back the guy. Same thing. That's the only case. In a normal case, in a chanami, you can't do this. You can't pay someone else money for someone else. Why? It's real hana. It's real hana.
If I say
already
that my
mattress
is
shaking,
and the
digital was, you don't have to pay again. No, the guy comes along and pays it again. So what does it do? What does it do? The guy, it makes the guy a lot of goodwill. Well, look at that. He gave it. I didn't have to give it. He gave it anyway. Look at that. Right. By the way, you see, we haven't mentioned one word about a mitzvah.
Really?
We haven't mentioned one word about a mitzvah. Right. We didn't mention a mitzvah. One word about that yet. What?
Can I buy you a
lulav? Right. So what about the Shabbos Aveda? We didn't really get to that yet. No. Right? Now we're going to stay busy with this. That's Sunday's daf. If you make another neder against somebody, can you teach him Torah? Right? My Chanan, what's that about? The Tnan. Mi Shahalach Lemadina Sayam. A guy just picks up and leaves town.
Are you still alive?
You know, back in the Gemara. Right? My Chanan, what's that Machlokas about? A guy gets up and just leaves town. Omar echod parents ishto. A guy gets up and supports his wife. Chanan Omer, even as Mosef, you took your money, you're not going to get it back. Why? Because the husband doesn't have to pay you back. Why not? Who asked you to do this? Right? By the way, it's not a direct hana for the husband. All it was you diverted the line. Same thing. Right? That's all you did. Nechluku Allah b'nei kahanim gedolim. No, v'amru, yishav hakama hotzi v'yito. No, let him swear what he paid and get the money back. Amr of those he been horkin is, kidivrehem. Yeah, I think that's true. I agree with that. Amr b'la yochanan medakai, yafa amr chanan. I agree with chanan. Hiniach mosav al keren atzvi. It's like you put your money on the deer, on the horn of a deer. Yeah, the deer's going to run away. You're never going to get it back. Rava, lo amar kirvoshia. Now, Rava didn't want to hold like Ravoshia. Right? What did Rava say? Rava said, I'm sorry. The Ravoshia said that who's the author of our Mishnah? Chanan. Chanan said that when someone else pays the husband's debt, he can't get it back. Why? Because he didn't directly benefit the husband. He just diverted the malveh. That's the same thing in our Mishnah. But Rava said no. Even the Chachamim would agree to this, right? And then we had to say we're talking about a case where you don't pay, where you don't have to pay back, right? Now Rava, where am I? Rava lo amar kravoshia. Rava didn't want halak kravoshia. Why? The hamokam lo mastisa kedivri akol. He wanted to make the Mishnah universal. And Ravoshia lo amar karava. Ravoshia didn't want to hold like Rava. Why? What kind of crazy case was that? That a guy lent money not to get it back? And by the way, even if someone did that, which is really a gift, and people do that all the time for their relative, nice thing to do, gzeira shelo lefro mishul meproa. It's still a gzeira. You can't do that up to a case where you do have to pay it back. And when you do have to pay it back, you can't pay someone's debt. Says Ravoshia, I'm not allowing this. People are going to get all mixed up. Right? Why? Because it wasn't a gift. It was a loan. It was a loan that you had the option of not paying it back. But it's still called a loan. So people are going to make the wrong mistake. You have these do-gooders out there. They're going to want to help people out. So anyone owe him money? Yeah, he owes him money. All right, I'll pay off that debt. But you have a neder against him. And if you pay off his debt, you're violating the neder. You're giving him anah. Can't do that. Yeah, but I saw what's-his-name did that. No, but what's-his-name didn't have to pay back the debt. That's all confusing. So
they made a rule.
Appearances. What?
Appearances.
So they made a rule you can't do this. So what's the case in the Mishnah? You're diverting a lion. You hear? So it's a machlokas. We like Rava better. We say diverting a lion is really hana. So we want to have. So the only there's two options here. You're diverting a lion, which nobody likes that answer, or to say that it's only a case where you don't have to pay it back. Right? Okay, now next one. Machzor avodaso. What about the lost object? So pligi ba ravami ravasi chad amar lo shanu ela b'shenichse machzir asurin al bal aveda. The only time this is true, right, was when the bal aveda, the guy who lost his object, had a neder against the finder.
I won't have an orphan to find.
But what does that mean?
For the finder,
the guy who found it.
That guy.
The guy who lost the item won't have an orphan, the person who found the item.
Okay. Dichi mahadrle, because when you return it, midam nafshe kamahadrle. Right? I'm returning something that belonged to him. So what hana is that?
Mitzvah.
No, there's no hana. It was my pen. It's still my pen. What did I do for you?
You had lost it.
What hana is that? I gave you something that belongs to you.
I lost my wallet.
Does that make sense? What kind of hana is that?
I lost my wallet. Right. Comes along, picks it up, and gives me.
Fine.
My wallet.
It was my wallet before, and it's my wallet now.
I would have had my wallet again.
What?
I would have had my wallet again.
Fine. But what did I do for you?
You returned it.
What kind of an is that? It's no different than diverting the lion. It's the same thing. It's your wallet before. It's your wallet now. The difference is before you lost it, I have it. What kind of an is that? Avo, but...
I find your wallet.
I understand, but in the Gemara's view, that's considered diverting a lion. Same thing.
You find my wallet. And you give it back to me, and I say thank you.
What?
Did you get enough?
If a lion's chasing after you and I divert the lion, won't you give me a hug?
Absolutely.
And the Mishnah doesn't consider that, huh?
And I understand that.
Avo, but the other way around. Nichse bala veda asurin ala mahzir. If the finder had a neder against the guy who owned it, then lo kamahadala, you can't return it. The kamahadala pruta derev Yosef, because you are getting hana, what's called the pruta of Rav Yosef. What's the pruta of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef has an unbelievable shita. Rav Yosef holds that if I am. If I have a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, right? I have a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. So, let's say I'm being Osek in a Shavas Aveda. And while I'm being Osek in a Shavas Aveda, I'm typing up the lost and found letter on the computer. That someone lost something, and I'm going to put it on the trees and on the telephone poles in the neighborhood that I found somebody's wallet. And while I'm typing, then Oni comes to the door. Normally, you give an Ani tzedakah. I don't have to give him tzedakah now. Do you know why? Osik mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. So, while I'm busy with my a mitzvah here, I save myself a dollar. I don't have to give him a dollar. Nothing to do with the mitzvah. We didn't mention mitzvah here. It's Osik mitzvah. Yeah, I'm being involved in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Therefore, I'm putter from the mitzvah of tzedakah. I save myself a dollar. Says Rabbi Yosef, that's big. You got a dollar out of it. That's the hana. Not the hana of a mitzvah. Nothing to do with that. That's the hana. That I saved myself a dollar. The actual returning it, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is I saved myself a dollar. You hear that?
So that's all included.
It's all included in the dollar. Yeah. V'chad amar, afil mitzvah ba'al aveda asun ala machzer. Why? Mahadrle. One second. Yeah, in all cases you can return the lost item. Why? You should prove to Rav Yosef lo shchiach. What kind of crazy thing is that? That one second that I'm typing the thing, the guy shows up at the door. That's so far fetched. That's not hana. Then there is no hana. Therefore, return it. No matter who has an under against who, you can return it. You hear? Look at the. We'll do. You have a minute? Yeah. Look at the Ran. Olinin halacha, kaimelon tichanan. Says the Rambam, pasul chanan. That what? That the answer is, it's like diverting a lion, right? Look at the law. Hildach, poyachov shachaveiro. Hiniach ma'osav al keren atzvi. Afilu bebalchov dochik nami. Even if the balchov is not a gift, one of those crazy cases. No, it was a legitimate loan. You don't have to pay it back. And you pay it back, it's not a violation of the neder. Why? You're diverting a lion. We hold from that sheet. Well, that's Svara. Right? So, that's getting at the end. And by what about a Shavas Aveda? It's a machlokas. Some say only one way, because you're getting Hana. What's the Hana? That you don't have to pay the Ani? And the other one says, no, in both ways it's not a problem, because that's a very far-fetched case. That's not Hana. That at that 1 second that Hashem is Aveda, the Ani shows up at the door, that's crazy far-fetched, and that's unlikely, and therefore the Taka said Ana, and therefore you can return the Aveda in both directions. We didn't mention anything about a mitzvah yet. Nothing yet with mitzvahs. That'll be later in the week. All right, everyone have a good day and have a good Shabbos.
Who's coming for tomorrow?